Just one halakha on the laws of berachot. There is a general rule that says that if a beracha is more specific than another beracha, so the specific beracha comes first. A typical example of this is what the Shulchan Aruch mentions in Siman Resh Yud Alef Halakha Gimal. If let's say a person has in front of him a borei pri ha'etz and a she'akol niyavet baro, she'akol niyavet baro is a general beracha. She'akol, you're not praising something specific. Whereas if you say borei pri ha'etz, you're actually giving a specific praise to the fruit that comes from a tree. So therefore the rule will be that etz will always come before a she'akol because it's considered a beracha mevoreret. Similarly, if a person, let's say, has a borei pri ha'adama against the she'akol niyavet baro, he's going to make both. So therefore the halakha says, since adama is more specific because you're praising the fruit that actually come from the ground or the vegetable, so therefore adama comes before she'akol. There is a general principle in Hilchot Berachot. There's a Rashi Tevot that's called Mimaga Esh. Mimaga Esh supposedly is supposed to make it easier for us to know the order of the Berachot. Mimaga Esh literally means of touching a fire. Mimaga is Rashi Tevot. Motzi, Mizonot, Gefen, Etz. Esh is Adama Sheakol. So they say Mimaga Esh. That's the name is to know what Berachot you make first. But it's really not a principle that you could live by, because as we're going to learn, according to Shulchan Aruch, many of the Mimaga'ish rules of that remez do not apply, as the case that we gave yesterday. Yesterday we said halakha that if a person has in front of him etz and adama, he can make whatever he wants first, according to Shulchan Aruch. Yibarech al etz mehem sheyirtzeh. And we said yesterday's case, if a person had a peanut and a grape, even if the grape is zayin minim, which it is, doesn't matter. You can make the berachah, the borei pri adama, the peanut first. That's Shulchan Aruch writes in two places, in Nishud Aleph Seif Aleph and Nishud Aleph Seif Gima. Although he says Yesh Omrim, that if you want to make on the etz first, it's proper, but that's only Yesh Omrim. Stam v'yesh halakha k'setam. So therefore, I just give you an example that the rule of Mimbaga Esh, according to that principle, you have to put etz before an adama. But according to Shulchan Aruch, you see clearly, it's not the case. So then we have to go through many scenarios to see how true that principle is. But for today at least, clearly we all agree that etz will always come before a she'akol, adama will always go before a she'akol. If it's etz and adama, then it's a toss-up. Then a person could do whatever he wants.